The boys are back.
We've sang that song several times.
Several times, but welcome back to the Barely Cool
Podcast.
It's me.
If you brought your Bibles, turn to...
open up your Bibles to Nahum 6 verse 3.
Can you tell by my walk? Can you hear it in my talk? I'm barely cool. I'm barely cool. Can't you see in my eyes? It should come as no surprise. I'm barely cool. I'm barely cool. I'm barely cool. I'm barely, barely cool. No, I'm barely cool. I'm barely, barely cool. Yeah, I'm barely cool. I'm barely, barely cool. No, I'm barely cool. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't bring my Bible. Frick.
That's the big idea for today, folks. Always bring your Bible. Don't be a Bible-less Ben.
Well, okay. Don't make that a thing. Don't make that a thing.
Welcome back to the Barely Cool Podcast. We're back.
Last 2 weeks ago, it was just Judah. I didn't watch it. I don't know what he was talking about. Something. And then last week was just me making breakfast. No one watched that either.
I don't remember what I was talking about. I remember I had a good time doing Soul. I was kind of going off.
Yeah,
there was one moment.
Go back and watch.
There was one moment where I remember sitting with my eyes closed for like an uncomfortable amount of time while I was trying to think about something.
Oh yeah,
I think I was talking about the Oscars a little bit.
Oh, okay,
and then I kept going. Who cares? What am I doing?
Like, I was dying, so I wasn't listening to it while I was editing. I was just like, I'm putting this thing on a track and hitting render. That's what I did.
It looked cool, actually.
All your lighting.
Yeah.
It did look cool.
I thought it looked kind of fun.
It did look cool. Mine was just in a kitchen.
I liked yours.
I thought it was okay.
I liked it.
A lot of dead space because I had to keep putting the mic down.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're cooking.
Well, people were supposed to be making breakfast with me.
Yeah, well, because as we all know, everybody's at home, crowded around the couch, watching this bright and early Thursday morning.
Yep.
And
I think I said with their families.
Of course.
All cuddled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I envision it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's how I visualize it
absolutely.
In my head.
Absolutely. When all the famous people who follow us are watching.
Yeah.
You know, they
with their fam in the
cuddle
morning.
Cuddle up with their family.
Everybody go. It's barely cool time.
Mom, wake up.
Everyone's like flying over
the
couch.
Mom.
Yeah. It's Thursday morning.
And she shoots
out. You know what that means.
Ben and Judah. Barely cool.
Barely cool podcast
is
back.
Oh my gosh, I almost forgot.
A fresh episode.
You guys
don't miss it.
You guys are going to have to miss first period. This is important. You're going to miss the school bus. Dad's going to drive you in. Ben's cooking.
Ben's cooking. Quick, guys, get the pots and pans out. It was the kind of a similar thing with the watch-alongs where I felt like it would be easy to watch that and go, yeah, this is boring. And you're correct, it is boring if you're not making breakfast with me.
Yeah.
Making breakfast with me, it's fun because then we're doing it together and then we share a meal together at the end.
That's nice.
While we talk about measles.
Yeah.
It's a good dinner topic or breakfast topic.
As good as any.
Go get your measles vaccine, all right? I'm back with it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Go get it done.
You don't need to do that. You can chew cinnamon.
You need
cinnamon.
To get it done.
You can chew raw cinnamon. No. I heard the guy at Nature's Emporium, and he was telling me you can chew raw cinnamon.
You need to get it done.
And drink lemon juice
get
every
night.
Get
it done.
Apple cider vinegar.
Your children will die.
My
children will die.
It'll help you out.
I don't want them to die.
You know what I've been getting? I've been all over.
What have you been all over?
Well, let me say, I got back. Okay, first off,
Can I quickly say it is good? It's good to have you back.
It's good to see you.
It's been a long time.
My heart did a little leap of joy when I saw you come into our house.
Oh.
It's in ages.
It has been.
It's been
ages.
Too long.
Anyways, you go ahead and say.
First things first. You got some new kicks.
Look at his new kicks.
Aren't these insane? How do they smell?
They smell great. New.
Fresh.
New kicks. They smell like new kicks.
So stoked on those. Now, that's besides the point. But that I'm wearing them. I just bought them. I haven't worn them out yet, and I wanted to flash them off because I think
they look great.
I think
it's good that I gave you this chair then, so you can flash them off.
I was thinking about it. I wasn't going to say it, but I was kind of thinking.
Oh, there you go. Next time, just say it.
I just got back from vacay.
He did. He's on a cruise.
Was on a cruise.
He didn't watch last night.
Let me tell you about this
last
cruise.
Last time, last week.
Let me tell you about this cruise.
Okay,
I'm going to give you the basics. And then as we talk, maybe I'll jump in with a cruise fact. Okay?
You're a big cruiser.
It's my third cruise.
Yeah, that makes you a big cruiser.
You think?
I've been on zero.
Well, one was when I was my parents took us on them.
Okay.
We went on a Carnival cruise. Okay. Maddie and I went on one to...
You're being distracted by smiling by friends.
We got smiling friends on in the background. Maddie and I went on a cruise 2 years ago.
Yep,
just us, Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
And then this time we surprised her brother and his wife and kids. They had a cruise booked.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot you made a whole
parents.
Surprise.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Pretty good.
Did it work?
You want me to show you the video?
You made a video.
We filmed it. Maddie filmed the whole process.
All right, well, let's see it.
I'll
pull up the video, guys. It's out there.
I'll crank the volume and I'll hold it up.
Everyone can watch.
I probably won't put it on the podcast, no. But
watch it like a librarian.
So, well, I'll tell you, okay? Here's the plan. Here's what happened.
Okay.
We had gone back and forth. We talked about maybe surprising them. So Maddie's brother and his wife and Maddie's parents had this cruise booked since like last year, ages ago. And then Maddie's parents brought it up to us to check out last minute deals. And we thought, you know what, let's check it out in like February. We ended up booking end of Feb. Mm-hmm. So pretty last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, didn't tell her brother and his wife or their kids.
That's fun.
And so we originally planned that first day we were going to surprise them at dinner because you get assigned seating and we thought we'd all be at the same table probably and we'd surprise them at dinner. And then we were like, you know what? That's going to be pretty difficult to arrange.
Right.
So we got to figure out something else. And I went, why don't we just like surprise them at their room? Because their room is going to be next to Maddie's parents' room.
Right.
And so I had this idea, or Matt, I don't remember who had the idea, but to go and we were going to get Maddie's parents because they knew we were there and have them knock on their door.
Right.
If they look through a little peephole, parents.
Yeah.
And then they walk in and we just walk in behind them like, oh, nice view, you know, something like that.
That's fun.
That'd be kind of fun.
That's fun.
We
throw them for a little bit of a loop.
Yes. So, but the communication kind of fell apart. We were trying to figure out. We were like, okay,
like
we're going to go to their room.
Like these things usually do.
And we heard them in the hall. So we like quickly backtracked.
Oh.
And I was like, what do we do? Are they leaving? We got to just do it. So anyway, that's the lead up to this video.
Okay. Listen, guys, listen closely.
Oh, what the?
Why are you here?
You guys are here?
What the heck?
What the heck?
You just caught on!
Dude, what the hell? That cheesed me
right
so bad.
Right when you were going around, she goes,
that cheesed me so bad.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know what he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's 30.
That cheesed me so bad. That's awesome.
He is old. Yeah.
That's great.
It was a great.
Wow, they were shocked. That was great.
And
they brought it up.
Like, we kept talking about it throughout
the week.
You
guys crushed.
It was great. We left out of New York, Brooklyn.
Yep. Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Maddie and I flew in to LaGuardia. And then...
Fun.
You like the sensor?
<That's> Sorry. I keep getting distracted.
And then, yeah, we left out of Brooklyn, went down the coast of the east.
Okay.
Did a stop in Port Canaveral.
Okay.
And then we did a stop in Nassau.
Okay.
Bahamas, and then we did a stop. They have their own little island that the cruise company owns.
Wow.
Yeah, called Ocean Cay.
Ocean Cay.
Yeah, and then it's just east of Miami.
Okay.
And
you stopped there for a while, I'm presuming.
That was that's the one thing I wanted to address about your podcast, okay?
I know, your dad addressed it too. You're there for longer than 4 hours. I get it. I was just saying.
Yeah, so...
Still, it stands. I don't care how long you're there.
Port Canaveral...
Stands.
And Nassau, we got there at like 1 p.m., left around 9. So that's eight hours. Ocean Cay, we were there for 12 hours.
Okay, that's cool.
So
still doesn't sound me.
I get you. I see. I get the concern, especially in Europe. If you're doing Mediterranean, because Europe is dense. You want to see everything.
I want all the time that I need.
I'll tell you what, in the Caribbean, and this, some of the...
Not much to go see.
Well, there is if you actually do the work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Port Canaveral. Cape Canaveral, whatever the hell it's called. NASA's there. They've got the Kennedy
oh,
Space.
Oh, that's right. They do so have the cool. Kennedy Space Center.
We didn't
there,
do
yeah.
it.
Didn't go see it.
No, it was going to be too much money.
That's fair.
And I was kind of fighting a bit of a cold that's at the fair. Beginning that's of fair. The trip.
It would be cool if you got to see a rocket launch off there. That would have been cool.
That would have been sick. That would have been cool. I mean, they own like the whole, like, it's not a peninsula. It's like a, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know it's what something. It is.
But they
some
own
kind
like,
of island
NASA
formation.
NASA seems to own like that entire hunk of land pretty
that's
much.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I guess they're launching stuff from there all the dang time. So yeah. It makes sense just to own it. So yeah. You don't have to rent.
I did think about, we did
Rent's
think about.
Rent's expensive right now, guys.
It is.
NASA can't be renting.
No, well, they got to
the
spend
island.
All their money on flipping rocket fuel.
Rocket is expensive.
They got to spend all their money on rocket. And space don't come cheap these days.
They don't. It's
Both
not.
Here, space like land, and then space.
All of the endless
the
space
stars.
Where they can't hear you scream.
True.
Just endless.
Infinitely ever expanding
blackness.
Space.
If you get out there, you're gone forever.
Yeah.
No one ever will find you again.
I've heard you boil in space. What is that? Like you boil?
I don't know,
what does that
man.
Mean?
I've heard a bajillion things
I
about what
know.
Happens in space. You freeze, you boil, you flip and blow up.
You blow up, you
Yeah, all of
you
your all of the air
implode.
Yeah, all of the air gets yeah, sucked out of your body
your
the same.
Blood,
so technically you implode.
Yeah, your blood rips out of you. I don't know.
Guess what? I don't need to know because I'm never gonna find myself in space.
That's fair.
Without a space suit.
That's fair. I thought you lost your spacesuit. Yeah, I...
Honey?
Where's my spacesuit?
anyways.
I... What was it? Space. It's pretty crazy up
oh,
there,
Oh, yeah,
I
the
think.
Cape Canaveral... Oh, in space?
Yeah.
We're still on that?
I would guess it's pretty crazy up there.
I watched
can't hear sound?
I watched a movie with... White House Down... No, not White House Down.
Olympus
Has Fallen guy.
I knew it.
What's his name?
Russell. Russell Crowe? Russell?
No, not Russell Crowe. Gerard?
Is Gerard Butler.
Butler.
Gerard Butler. I
he
always
was
get
in
them
it?
Confused.
I don't know what it was called. It was something about Earth's climate's getting real bad, and so they build this like space station.
Okay.
That monitors this thing that kind of. It uses a bunch of stuff to make the weather okay, yeah. And then it goes all wrong.
I think it's like the big storm or something like
that.
I think
it's on Netflix. I think
it came out when I was working at the movie theater,
oh,
and
yeah.
I remember looking at it and going, "I get free movies. I'm not wasting.
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw it on Netflix, and you know me with those types
of
movies.
Yeah, well, of course.
And I was sick, so I had just finished watching The Dark Knight, all three of them, that whole trilogy over again. So I was like, okay, time for something stupid. And so I found this. I was like, this looks sufficiently stupid.
And
but yeah, he's in space in it.
He's in
space. That's the whole reason I brought it up.
Can you hear in space in the movies? You can sometimes hear in space in movies, but technically you're not supposed to hear in space in movies.
You can hear when they're in the space station.
Okay. But like if there's an explosion in space?
You can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like an Interstellar or
you're
whatever.
You're not supposed to hear in space. There's
that's
no sound
that's
wave.
Why there's no sound in Interstellar when stuff goes nuts.
When it's in space, yeah.
Which is cool.
Until the air busts through the thing, and then because there's air, you can kind of hear stuff.
Cool.
There's nothing for the sound waves to bounce off of in space. You know tardigrades?
Yeah, the little guys
they
who
can survive
in space.
Did you hear about, speaking of space, there was a moss or a lichen that grew outside of the ISS? They found it on the outside of the windows.
A moss?
Yeah, I was reading. I don't know if it's recent or if this is actually a really old thing, but there's
outside
a type
the window,
of moss.
Outside the window of what?
Just the ISS.
Like what room?
I don't know.
Was it the plant room? They have a plant room over there.
They must. They must have a plant room.
How are they getting oxygen without the plant room?
True. That's the only way.
That's the only way.
That's the only way.
They're not flying it up there in the Falcon 9.
They've got their algae rooms. Just
produces
that oxygen.
Sucks it up in the. Yeah. Well, actually, like, real. Do they have, like, is it a mechanical thing? How do they do that up there?
They
breathe out.
They always have
air. And they're breathing out carbon dioxide. So, how's that being recycled? Otherwise, you'd get hypercapnic.
Are they doing the. Are they doing the Martian thing where he's like making his own oxygen with the...
Well, that's what I'm saying. That would be what the plant room is for.
Well, no, but he makes his own oxygen with like H2O and he's burning
it. Oh,
and
you're right.
It or
that's
whatever.
Right. I forgot there's a way to do that.
He burns the hydrogen and he gets...
Okay. So the creation of oxygen doesn't as much concern me.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of ways to do that.
Yeah.
Like a plant room.
Yeah. Which is probably the plant room.
I think it's a plant room with solar lights.
It must be.
They got the sun up there unimpeded. Just get
it's
a plant
true.
Room that's always facing the sun.
Yeah,
can't be that hard.
They could they could probably shave, like they could have the window have like a little bit less UV resistance so that the plants are getting supercharged.
There's gotta be a way.
They're spitting out oxygen.
To make a way so it never goes away from the sun. It's like an orb, stationary orbit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a thing.
They just got a room that's
geostationary orbit.
They just got a room that's all window.
And that's why they got botanists up there.
All window and all plant.
All window, all plant.
Yeah.
When you go in there.
It's a greenhouse.
They have it in there.
It's just glass.
That doesn't concern me.
Yeah.
It's just like regular glass.
Yeah.
It keeps breaking. Yeah. We keep losing all these plants. We don't know why. Anyways, that doesn't concern me.
Yeah.
What concerns me is
poop.
No. Oh. I know poop. They shoot it out. I think.
That makes sense.
I think it gets all sucked into a little. And then why not, right?
Yeah, no one's
imagine
gonna
if
complain.
like 150 years from now,
it's just all
it
poop
just somehow
there.
Made its way. We launched poop out, and then through a series of collision events, it somehow got turned around back to Earth, and then poop just came floating back.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, look, whose poop is that? And then we took it and we DNA tested it, and it was like an astronaut from 150 years ago.
Yeah.
How sick would that be? Anyways, what concerns me is CO2, man. Where's that all going? It's getting sucked up all the time, out of the air, recycling it.
Ben,
where's it going?
To the plant room. They eat CO2.
So it sucks.
The plants eat the CO2.
Okay, so there's ventilation.
Yeah.
It sucks all the CO2 to the plant room.
Yeah. It's a cycle.
Okay.
It sucks all the CO2
and the plant room
sends out the
O2. That must be kind of.
They've got a filter system.
That must be kind of loud. Because you'd always have some kind of ventilation running.
Yeah, they're just talking and then just.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the CO2 to the plant
room.
When
the CO2 meters get to like. 10%.
Right,
you just hear like it's just like all the doors closed. It's just sucking it in.
You imagine like the live stream with the things that starts going. Oh, something wrong? No, I'll just go to the plant room.
Going to the plant room. CO2.
You guys want to see the plant room?
CO2 levels
the
are
plant
big.
Room. Listen, someone from NASA, if you're watching this, or you know, someone who's involved in that, like an ISS astronaut or something, can you explain to me what's going on there? Is there a plant room? I think there's a plant room, and you're hiding it from us.
Yeah.
You
They're probably growing the best plants, too.
Dude, they probably have some good plants up there.
Do you think they're growing?
I think they're growing.
It's got to be algae. Algae's got to be like your
best. Well, algae's nuts.
That's your best.
That was on the Crossword Mini today. It said oxygen are responsible for oxygen production. It was trees. And I was
and
like,
I thought
you got to get an algae here.
Well, first I wrote plant.
Okay, that's fair. It ended up being trees.
It was trees.
But trees is like, yeah, if you have a grade 3 education, trees are the main oxygen producer. They're not. It's algae, boys.
It's algae.
Algae's all about it. Trees do it.
For
they
little.
Lend a hand.
They help.
When they do a lot of other good things,
that's
too.
That's my thing. Is I know people.
There's no leaf.
I don't have friends.
They don't got enough leaves.
But I know people who've done tree planting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But if you really want to help, you'd be out
algae
there with
planting.
A bucket of slop.
Yeah.
Flinging algae into the water.
Algae planting.
Yeah.
Surface area, guys.
Yeah.
It's all about the surface area.
Yeah, not too much.
Algae's
then,
got
then
way
you drown the
more
fish.
Surface area than a tree does.
Yeah. But you kill the fish if you do
it's
too
why
much.
Why our brain folds. Everything's about surface area.
It's true.
Everything is. Find me something that isn't about surface area. Fundamentally about surface area.
Can't do it.
It's all about surface area.
Can't do it.
It's all about surface. The plant room. Gotta have a lot of surface area
baseball
in the plant room.
Got the little threads on them. To hold it.
Surface
air. Otherwise, surface air is too slick. Surface air is too slick without the
is
threads.
That a movie?
No. I don't know.
Sounds like a baseball movie. Some old guy.
Yeah.
You know, surface area too slick.
You need the thread. Oh, surface area is too slick. It's common. Everyone knows this.
Everything's about surface
it's
gotta
area. It's got to be red thread. Red thread.
You know, you throw.
Surface area too slick.
Like a penis once out.
Red thread.
I just got a.
Yeah.
Book about
otherwise,
Jimmy Carter.
Otherwise,
I haven't read it yet.
Otherwise, Tommy Taylor can't throw his knuckleball.
Tommy Taylor.
Service area.
That's the most baseball name in the whole world.
That's why they use pigskin.
Tommy Taylor.
Service area.
Service area. That's what I'm talking about. Did you get to the part of the podcast where I talked about the pigs? Like, I talked about how I almost became vegetarian?
No.
Well, because we were driving on the highway. And we drove me and Anissa.
Past a
when I say we,
house. I know what
unless
you mean.
Otherwise stated.
I
mean, my other half. You know, man.
I didn't.
You don't ask about it.
I knew who you
it's
meant.
It's my wife. Okay. Good Lord.
Is that for the audience? I don't know who you're clarifying
you.
For.
You had a look in your eye.
Who? Wait, who'd you
who
think
you
I
with?
Think
another
I thought?
Friend?
Who'd you
You're
think I
friend.
Think I thought you thought we were driving
another
with?
Another friend?
You think
I thought you were jealous
I know.
Of someone.
Well, I was a little. And I still am, even though I know it's an Anissa. It doesn't change the jealousy.
Anyways.
I'd like to be driving with you on the highway.
Anyways, we were driving on the highway.
Okay.
Me and Anissa.
Yeah, how long?
For like 45 minutes.
Okay.
Well, some of the extra sick came up there. It's...
Better not.
So we drove past this truck that was hauling pigs. And they... I know they got to breathe and all, but flipping just... Don't let me see you in there. Because... They're all on top of each other, man.
You know what Paul McCartney
And I was
once
eating
said.
Female bacon in this episode. And that's why I had an issue where I was like, listen, this is tasty.
Have you know that famous
but
Paul
I know
McCartney
these pigs,
quote?
That famous Paul McCartney quote?
Yeah.
No. What is it?
If you could see them blow the pigs' heads off, everybody would be vegetarian.
Did he actually say it?
No. He said something like if Slaughterhouse's he said it much more eloquently, if Slaughterhouse's had glass walls, everyone would be vegetarian.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
Instead I said, if you could see them blow the pigs' heads off, everybody'd be vegetarian. You know,
yeah,
famously Southern Paul McCartney.
That was Paul McCartney? McCartney?
Yeah,
Paul McCartney.
I didn't say Paul McCartney, I said Paul McCartney.
He's you know just, that quote from Paul McCartney?
He's just like a guy living in Tennessee. if everybody could see them blow the pigs' heads off, everybody be vegetarian.
- Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Anyways. Well, look, a normal-looking character and smiling friends. Paul
McCartney. What's his name? Yeah, he had a band. Me and the boys got together, started a band. Me and John Lemon. Me and John Lemon and George Hartson. And then we got Rongo.
Bingo Star.
Bingo. Oh, Bingo's on the kit. You can't go wrong. Oh, they call us the Weedles.
I was trying to come up with something in my... I was... This whole time there, I was like, what can I make Beatles sound Southern? Bleedles?
On account of us all being wheat farmers, we called ourselves the Wheatles.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Anyways, yeah. So, as Paul McCartney said, I saw these pigs and they were all crawling all over each other, and they were one of them had their little nose sticking out, and I was like, oh, you poor little pal. Meanwhile, I was eating people bacon while I was talking about this, so there's kind of an issue there. But
we had that.
I got close
on the cruise where. We were really faced with that dilemma. Not us, but my one side of the family, vegan, in-laws, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother-in-law
anti-vegan. They only eat meat.
Pretty much, yeah. Ordered a lamb shank. This thing comes.
That sounds pretty good,
like
actually.
Like this big, bones sticking out of
Ooh,
it.
Oh, nice.
My niece walks over, what's that?
Oh, no.
It's lamb. And I went, yeah, like the baby Jesus. And then I got in trouble.
Like the baby Jesus.
And then lamb?
And you like, got in trouble?
Well, not they were just like, she doesn't need that. You're come on. And then the they were like, you know, like baby sheep. And she went, baby sheep? And then what's this?
You
part?
Know, bah!
And then they went, bone. And she went, why is there bone in baby sheep? And I'm like, and then you know, her parents are trying to dance around it, where they're like, well, it's a living animal. There's bones in there, just like you and me. She's like, Grandma, why are you eating that? And then she's like, stop judging me. Go back. Go sit down.
To the kid?
She was. She was very.
Well, I mean, imagine.
Yeah, she wanted to keep touching
the bone.
She's
probably never seen it before.
No. And she kept eating butter.
I mean, that I can get that as a kid, where it's like you only eat vegan stuff.
Yeah.
And then suddenly,
yeah,
for the
know.
First time ever, you're
yeah.
like, whoa, what is this thing?
Yeah.
This I've never seen this food before.
Yeah, she kept eating butter. And I think she just thinks like. Because her parents are like, oh, no, we don't eat this because it's
right.
We don't eat dairy. And I was like, hey, you got butter on your bun. She goes, yeah. And I'm like, that's dairy. And she goes, no, it's not. And I'm like, no, they did not. No, I know it. At home they did. But I'm just like, you know, that's dairy butter. And she goes, no. And I'm like.
To who?
My niece.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, she goes, no, it's not. And I'm like, it is, but all right. I'm like, I don't care. Do you?
Idiot kid. Go eat your butter.
Anyway.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, but you're not going to go. You like it too much. You just got to.
What are we talking about?
Meat.
Oh, yes. Well, that's where I ended up.
Being vegetarian.
That's where I ended up, where I said, I got close, and then the car drove away, and I was like, okay, I don't really care anymore. Bacon's still tasty.
Yeah, you continued to live in the Matrix.
Yeah. I mean, female bacon is pretty good. I did it again this morning.
Willful ignorance. It is one of the better ones.
I like female bacon. And listen, I'm not spitting on regular bacon. It's good. It has its purpose. A BLT wouldn't be a BLT with a female bacon. Gross.
You're always talking about BLTs.
They're the best sandwiches.
You did that on your episode,
I talked
episode
about
too.
It in the podcast.
You said, I don't have lettuce. That would just be a BL or a BT. And then you went, well, it would, a BLT be nothing without it.
Well, yeah. But then later in the podcast, I talk about how they're the best sandwich.
Interesting. I think you should start doing that.
The best, most classic sandwich.
You should
What's
start
better?
Doing that. Turkey club. Turkey bacon club.
That's like the same thing with turkey. That's like this. Okay, so you've taken the base BLT and just added something.
Ham and Swiss is pretty good.
No, it's good, but it's not better than a BLT.
No, it's not better.
Exactly.
Than a BLT.
Thank you. I went over this. You didn't go over this by myself in my kitchen.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're. I don't know if you're thinking well enough. A big and this. Oh no, because it's not going to hit as much. When it hits harder, but it doesn't hit as much. I was going to say a big fat corned beef.
No,
with
that's
mustard.
Not hitting all the time.
No, it's not. You're right. BLT is probably hitting the most consistently.
You also like
whoa.
You can eat a BLT like for breakfast every day, and like it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Sure, bacon's not great for you.
Oh, you're even going into that. Okay, I was gonna say best sandwich. I mean,
at any time of the day, PB. Okay, well there now you have your first contender, actual real contender. PB&J hits all the time.
That's
okay. You got me. Yeah. There's a 50-50 there now. Yeah. I'm not saying it's the better one. Don't you think?
But you couldn't eat it as much as you could eat a BLT because it would kill you slowly.
Exactly.
With sugar.
But and I'm not saying, and obviously I know bacon's real bad for you.
No, real bad.
But I think if you limit the amount of bacon on there, like there's a good, I mean, if you're eating like a spinach or an arugula.
What are your thoughts on turkey bacon?
I never had it.
It's when I ate meat, it was always like there was a period where it seemed
it's
like
healthier, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's leaner.
Yeah.
There was a period where it seemed like that was like the punching bag joke on like sitcoms, where it'd be like, you know, a family sitcom and the dad bites into a sandwich, he goes, "Ugh!
Yeah,
what is this?
It's turkey bacon.
It's turkey bacon. It's just as good." And I tried it and I was like, "This is gonna be really bad because it's you know," and it was not. It was
no,
fine.
I can imagine it would be bad.
It was
it's
fine.
Turkey.
It's cured meat.
Yeah.
How much?
I mean, I'm not one of those bacon people, you know, who owns like a shirt that says like,
"Well, no
bacon."
No.
So, you know, I'm not loyal to bacon, but yeah, I'm sure turkey bacon tastes great. I would have a turkey bacon. I like turkey. Now, see a turkey club, bacon club or whatever. Great.
Yep.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
But it's just a BLT plus.
Yeah.
So you gotta give the credit to the BLT. Yeah.
Much in the same way that you could add egg to a BLT and it's great.
It's just a belt. Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Have we talked about this? Speaking of belts, this has been bothering me forever. Forever. Ever.
Okay. Forever.
You go to Tim Hortons, you get a bagel belt.
A bagel belt, yeah.
What do you get? What comes?
On the bagel belt?
Yeah. Bacon. Well, first, okay. I'm your Tim Hortons person. Roll up to the window. You're going to order a bagel belt, okay?
Okay.
We're on Tim Hortons. I'll be right with you.
Okay, thanks. They always take forever at this one.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Hey, can I just get a medium double-double and just a bagel belt?
Medium double-double, anything else?
Well, yeah, the bagel belt, yeah.
Oh, well, what bagel would you like that on?
Let's do an every... Maybe I should do a plain... Let's go everything bagel. Let's do an everything bagel.
Yeah, let me see if I have that.
Okay, thanks.
Last one. Lucky. Okay, so we got a medium double-double and a bagel belt on an everything bagel. Anything else?
No, that's everything. Actually, you know, you can throw a hash brown in there.
Yeah, make it a combo. Okay, absolutely.
Okay, thanks very much.
That'll be 10-12, drive on up.
10-12.
Drive on up, okay?
Okay, drive on up.
How would you like to play?
Are you still talking to the mic? We're not face-to-face now?
No, he doesn't sound like that because of the machine. That's how he sounds. Okay. He's got a disability.
Okay. All right.
How would you like to play?
Just on Visa, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, sorry, I have the Tim's Rewards card, actually.
Yep.
Boop. You know, Max always makes fun of you for that, how many things you, like, scan. out of Tim's window.
I scanned two things.
He's like, dude, he scans like a million things.
What did you tell me? I scanned two things.
He's like, boop, boop, all the time.
That's it. That's his two things.
That's his whole joke. It's great. Floors me every time.
What a bastard.
Anyway,
I
sorry.
I literally go, Tim's, and then I go, car.
Yeah, no, not his joke. You do a lot more.
That's great.
It's anyways, sorry. Continue the bit. Sorry.
Yeah, she
I just had to get
pay.
That out.
Boop. Can you turn your phone brightness up?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Boop. Thank you.
Oh,
you can have a Visa now.
Coffee was free.
Oh, look at that. It was part of the combo.
It's gonna be eight sixty-four.
Okay, just have a Visa. Boop. Okay, thanks.
Perfect. Here's your food. Have a nice day.
Thanks very much.
What's on it? What do you got?
An everything bagel.
Yep.
A bacon.
Yep.
Egg.
Yep.
Lettuce.
Yep.
Tomato.
Okay. Now let me ask you. This is a pivotal question, Ben.
Yeah.
Bagel belt. What does the B-E-L-N-T stand for?
Bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato.
So let me tell you what happens for me, Ben. I go up to the window. If I order a bagel belt, that's what comes on. I get bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
If I order an egg belt, there's no meat. So then what is that? The B suddenly means bagel? A bagel belt is bagel, bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato. I order an egg belt.
Wait,
it's
is
egg,
it called an egg belt?
It's called an egg belt on the screen. So the B is superfluous. Does it mean
what?
Bagel now? Because if I say bagel belt with no meat, sometimes it still comes with meat. If I order an egg belt, no meat. So what does the B mean?
Bagel?
Bagel?
That must be it.
Bagel, egg, lettuce, tomato?
Egg, bagel, egg, lettuce, tomato.
That's not like, I'm like,
yeah,
what are we doing?
That doesn't make
what
sense.
What are we doing
That's
here?
Insanity.
Isn't that
I never noticed that before because I don't order egg belts ever.
Yeah. So I used to order them a lot more way back. Yeah. And then I took a real long break. I was on a farmer's wrap phase.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to order, I was like, I need the tomato.
Yeah,
I need the lettuce. Get
yeah.
me in there. And it for like weeks, it kept throwing me off because I'd be like, can I get a bagel belt with no meat? Until finally someone was just like, you mean an egg belt? And I was like, I guess.
Yeah.
Does that have meat on it? They're like, no. And I was like,
then what's the B, you moron?
So I started ordering an egg belt, and then it's always been fine ever since. And I'm like, so what's the B? And why the two E's?
Yeah, that's really
odd. It's not an egg BLT.
Yeah,
because
I mean, that's just another example of Tim's just being dumb.
It's insane.
Just Tim's not
it's
thinking
insanity.
Things through. Like with their burger. What the hell was that?
What the hell was that?
That was insane.
I'm going to go to Tim's and get a rice bowl. Frick
Gross.
Off.
Yuck. Yuck. Anyways, yeah, that is insanity.
Isn't that wild?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
McDonald's would never. Tim Hortons, they would.
If Tim's dropped,
Wendy's, they would.
If Tim's dropped, a sandwich with pea meal bacon, you getting it? You think it's good?
Ooh, I don't know. With Tim's, probably.
You'd probably try it.
I'd give it a go.
You probably
I can't
try
say
it.
It'd be the best sandwich of my whole life. You know, who's got a real good pea meal sandwich.
No, tell me.
I thought you were going to say, like, no, not the place you're thinking. This place. Cozy Corner.
Where the heck is that?
In Halliburton.
Oh.
A little breakfast place in Halliburton.
Yeah.
Great P-Mail bacon.
I can imagine.
P-Mail sandwich.
I can imagine it is.
They're a cute little spot. I love Cozy Corner.
It's great.
Out Cozy Corner in Halliburton, Ontario. If you're there, go to the Cozy Corner for breakfast.
Tell them Ben sent you.
Tell them Ben sent you. And they won't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, what do you want?
Who the hell's Ben? You know, Ben McClartney. The guy who said,
the
founder of the carnivore diet.
Even you could see.
He was Paul McClartney's brother.
His brother who hated him.
Who hated him for being
for
a vegan.
Yep.
He founded the carnivore diet. But, yeah. Anyways, I feel like we were talking about something else. Bagel belt.
Egg belt. Vegetarian and seed.
Yeah, I can't make it there.
That's fine.
What's your favorite leafy green? Now, I understand that depending on the circumstance, it may change.
Here's the thing.
Like a salad versus a sandwich, you're probably picking a different leafy green.
I
for sure as hell am.
I...
Burger. different.
I just, and it's actually, this is controversial.
Okay.
I'm a consistent guy.
Same lettuce?
Pretty much all the time. I love romaine lettuce.
Romaine, eh?
Yeah. Iceberg's all right, but I think romaine's just a little bit nicer.
That's true.
What I mean, I don't even know. As a vegetarian, this is, you know, might get my card revoked, but I don't even know what are there. There's arugula.
There's kale. Yeah. There's iceberg lettuce. Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
Romaine, arugula,
cabbage. Is that a leafy green? Oh, spinach.
Spinach is the big boy one. Okay, can't forget spinach. Kale. Yeah.
Okay, I'll say this.
Cabbage counts.
Spinach. I used to hate. It's underrated.
Yeah, spinach is unbelievable.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Spinach is a breakfast leafy green for me. It's in smoothies. I put it on in my eggs.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Pasta. Oh, yeah. Brother.
It's in the pasta sauce.
Maddie doesn't like the little wilted.
Oh, I love it.
I do too.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. So sometimes what I'll do, though, just for that flavor and that oomph, is I'll pop it into the blender with a little bit of olive oil and almost make like a spinach pesto.
That sounds
great. And I'll add that into sauces.
That sounds unbelievable.
And it's just like free nutrients.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's got virtually no taste, really.
Yeah.
It's just it's free nutrients, guys.
If you eat a raw piece of baby spinach, though, it tastes like chlorophyll.
Yeah.
It's kind of fuzzy.
It is a little weird.
Why is it fuzzy?
I don't know.
It's fuzzy against the teeth, but it's not fuzzy when you hold your fingers.
I don't know. I'm not sure what happens there. I don't really eat. That's why I don't put it in salads. I don't like a spinach salad. That's what changes it for me.
My mom, really, growing up, she would always get this one like salad pack that was like spinach, baby spinach, and then like little mandarin oranges. She's like, it's so good with a little lemon poppy seed, raspberry poppy seed vinaigrette. Nut!
Yeah, no.
Disgusting,
it's disgusting.
Man.
The texture is not there. Yeah, if you give me a salad with a lettuce or a romaine, all right, iceberg or a romaine, I'd be fine no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Both are fine. But beyond that, no. I'm not having arugula in a salad either. But arugula on a breakfast sandwich, like arugula on a BLT, unreal. Great stuff.
I haven't come around on
it's
arugula yet.
It's very stemmy.
It
which
is.
I like
texture.
Biting the stems.
I like the texture, but it's spicy to me.
Spicy?
Why is it?
Do you not like cilantro?
No, I like cilantro. It's all right.
Okay, so you're not in this like weird.
I used to hate cilantro, and I've come around on
it. How could you ever hate cilantro?
I don't know.
It tastes unbelievable.
It's a little soapy.
So it does taste a little soapy to you?
Yeah.
Well, that's tough. Doesn't taste soapy to me.
I've kind of fixed it.
Okay.
In my brain.
Good Lord.
I think it was an acquired taste for me.
That's fair. Yeah, but I like.
I don't.
But I like spinach on a Subway sandwich. I mean, you only really have two options, but I go both.
Both is smart. Because why not?
Spinach and iceberg. They don't give you a romaine option there at Subway.
No, I like. That's one of the reasons I really enjoyed Wendy's is you get that big hunk of lettuce.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it just feels fresher.
I kind of prefer a shredded lettuce on a burger, though.
I like it. It makes more sense economically, but it's messier.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. For some reason, I think it just because of the nature of it, it's less crispy, so it's less fresh.
That's fair.
Feeling to me.
Because I find. Like a chubby, you ever had a chubby chicken from A&W?
Yeah.
So a chubby chicken from A&W, solid, right? But it gets beaten by a junior chicken / McChicken from McDonald's because of the lettuce situation. I find I'm eating too much lettuce.
Yeah, I get that.
It's too lettuce tasting.
Right.
Whereas the junior chicken, you still get the lettuce.
Yeah,
albeit a lot of lettuce. They always throw a lot of lettuce.
Yeah, you practically get a free salad in the box.
Yeah, their mayo style sauce.
But I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So McDonald's beats out on the shredded lettuce there.
I'm not sure
I would like on like a Big Mac if it was just a slice of lettuce.
Well,
I don't think I would
just
like
different.
That.
You can't. It's
yeah.
It's
I don't
different.
Think I can. I think maybe if you introduced it that way, maybe. But I can't go back.
You could never. But much in the same way, I used to get a lot of Wendy's like home style chickens, and I wouldn't like that with a shredded lettuce. I don't think.
Yeah,
because they do like a it's a breast. It's so obviously a chicken breast.
That's true.
I think to me it's
I mean
like,
in that case, yeah, I think. And they got nice lettuce there. It's not like the really light part.
No,
I don't know what they're using
it's,
there.
It's a leafy lettuce.
It's a very green lettuce, which I appreciate. Tastes better. Yeah. It's not quite as crunchy, which, like, I like the crunch, but not when you're eating when it feels like the stem of iceberg lettuce.
Well, because it's,
where it's, like, it's thick.
Yeah.
And it's like biting down on ice.
Yeah. Which I don't mind sometimes.
Oh, I'm an ice chewer.
I love ice.
I love chewing ice. In the
but
movie
I mean,
theater.
I mean, in the context of the lettuce.
Oh, fair. In the movie theater, I'm always chewing ice.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I finish my drink, ice in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm sure it annoys people, but whatever.
It's great.
Shut up.
I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant?
Isn't that a thing?
Oh.
Pregnant women chew ice?
I think when you're just sick in general.
Really?
Ice chips. I don't know. Maybe you can't drink water.
Right.
Can I get you some ice chips? I think that is a pregnancy thing, though. I think it's because you can't drink water or eat in case they have to do a C-section or, I don't know, something like that.
I think it's just a weird craving. I think your body's just like, that texture's flipping nice.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Never heard of it.
I don't know. I like it. I like ice, man.
I don't think you can eat. I don't know. I've heard that you can't eat when you're in labor.
I have no idea. I've never been in.
Neither have I. Hey, Cirrus.
One day.
Can't. One day I'll be in labor.
Yeah. Anyway, God, I hope not. So you're not going to be a vegetarian.
No, I can't get there. I just can't get there.
That's fine.
Wish I could, but I can't.
That's fine.
I think I tried it for a week a while back.
Did you?
Yep. Years ago. I don't know if we were friends yet.
Oh, I mean, it'd be a different game now.
Yeah.
With some of your options.
That's true. I don't think I loved it.
It was
Beyond Meat Burger's pretty good, though.
It's not bad.
Not good for you, though, I hear. I've heard whispers.
What, gives you boobs?
Well, no, not the estrogen. I just heard that...
You heard it's bad.
I just heard that it's, like, too processed, I guess.
Interesting. I haven't had one...
I've read some articles.
Done your own research?
Various articles.
Yeah, I haven't...
saying different things about it.
I haven't had a Beyond Meat Burger in a while. When I've been doing fast food recently... When I have been doing fast food, I've been killing it at Taco Bell.
Taco Bell,
yeah,
interesting.
You can get any of their options.
Yeah, their fake little meat
with it. No, they do refried beans.
Oh right,
yeah.
I'm thinking of Chipotle. Chipotle's got
right.
their
and theirs is good.
Chipotle's got their whatever
bad.
It's
their
called
tofu scramble or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what it's
I don't
called.
Know, I don't remember what the name is for it, but yeah.
I love Chipotle. I've had Chipotle actually quite a few times the last little bit.
Have you?
I've just found myself in the vicinity of a Chipotle, yeah.
Well, subconsciously, you're always working your way back.
I'm always finding out.
You're always trying
Chipotle
to make it back.
In the area. Always finding out. Well, Nice wanted to go to IKEA a bit ago, and I was like, yeah, let's go to IKEA.
There's one right
just
there.
Grab a burrito just 5 minutes away from IKEA.
How would you get at IKEA?
We had to return a throw.
Okay.
We got for the couch. We didn't like the color. We got more cups. That was our big boy that we had to get. More glasses because we had cracked like three
all
or four
Walmart
of them
ones.
In the last. No, the Walmart ones are long gone. The IKEA ones.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So I was drinking it at my desk.
Yeah.
And I slipped and it just fell down and smashed.
Really?
Yeah.
I never
thought that happened with an IKEA glass. And then Niece was doing dishes with one. And it's shattered in the dish in the sink.
I had that recently. It slipped out of my hands.
Yeah,
and came crashing down on
and
a pot.
And so that broke that one. And then I think we dropped another one. So the Walmart ones are long gone. We broke those ages ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think we are at three. We were at three, and we're like, this is just not
you were
sustainable.
Down to three?
Yeah. So I was like, this is not sustainable. So we went and got six more.
Yeah, three is
that's not enough.
No, I don't know how many we
that's
have.
One spare cup, not enough.
I don't
so now we have nine, which is perfect.
Nine's good. That's a good amount.
Yep.
I have no clue. I just broke one recently in the sink, and
that's killer.
I was doing it was it sucked because it was like I was doing dishes late.
Mm.
Like I wanted to get them done, and I was like, no, it's too late. I'm doing tomorrow, and I was just pissed off, and I was like, I hate these dishes being here. There was a lot of them. I was like,
that was like me today. I had to do a bunch of dishes this morning,
and I was like, I'm just getting them done. And Maddie was in bed. It was like midnight. And I
ooh,
shattered
wow, midnight.
A glass, and I was like, son of
yeah, that would piss me off.
Yeah, and then I was...
I think I might give up if that happened.
It shattered so big. It shattered in the sink, and then also went flying behind me.
Oh.
And so I'm like, picking up glasses on the ground. Could have.
Yeah.
I wear glasses, but...
That's true, you got safety glasses on all the time.
Could have got something. Could have got like, my cheek or something.
Ooh, that'd be scary.
I had to pick up like three pieces off the ground. Thought I got them all. Then I looked. I did a hard look because I'm like, Maddie's gonna be up in the morning, and I don't
bare
want
bare feet.
So
ouch.
And she's got slippers, but still, you know,
don't want to risk that.
And then I was like, do I risk a vacuum? Because like that's gonna
midnight.
Wake her up.
That's
and
a,
I was just like,
no
I got
deal.
It. I did.
You
it.
Did a vacuum at midnight?
Yeah,
that's gutsy.
So then
I mean,
that,
in here it is. In my place, I wouldn't mind.
Maddie,
there's several rooms.
When I finally got into bed, she's like, "Dude, why are you vacuuming?" And so she's already like mildly annoyed that I was vacuuming. And then I went, I broke a glass, and she said, "You what?"
Oh no!
And I went, "I didn't do it on purpose."
Did you grow up? Did you grow up in a house where like breaking things was really bad?
No.
Yeah. See, I didn't. Like, obviously, it wasn't encouraged.
Yeah.
But niece grew up in a house where it's like if you break something, it's like the end of the world.
Really?
Real bad. So that's been a funny little thing in our marriage where I break something and it's like, I'm just like, oh, you know.
Whoopsies.
Ah, killer.
Yeah.
I liked this glass, but go get another one.
Yeah.
And she's like, you broke a glass? Why'd you break a glass? Yeah. I'm like, it's glass.
My parents were never like, it's the end of the world. They were always like very cautious about like the glass. Bits.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, if you have a dog too, you don't want the dog stepping on it.
It was with the dog. We got to be so careful.
Caught in their little paw.
Making sure we clean up properly.
Yeah.
But it was never like, oh no, the glass broke. It's like, oh, you know, we'll get another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Just fun. Did you break something when you lived at home and you just hit it in you put it in the dishwasher to make it look like the dishwasher broke it, like a wine glass or something? I remember you told me once, like way back, you broke something and then you're like
of my mom's.
Yeah,
or, yeah,
I think so. And then you put it in the top rack of the dishwasher.
I snapped a stem off a wine glass. Yeah. Yeah, and then I stuck it in the dishwasher with the wine rack thing.
Yeah,
and then I just put the
just stem slightly off
down
the side. Yeah,
just to see like, oh, sorry, it broke in the thing.
Yeah.
Never got caught.
And no, I remember you telling me. I remember I asked you about it, and you went, she was like, oh, my one. Oh, well, you know,
oh,
the dishwasher.
That sucks.
I guess I'll hand wash the other ones. And then that was it.
And that was it. Never got caught.
Did you never tell her?
No.
Really?
Never, this day,
that's
I should
so
probably
funny.
Go and tell her. My dad used to do that. I learned from my dad. My dad would break stuff. He'd pack it up in like a bag and hide it somewhere in the house. He would throw it out.
One time when Maddie and I were early married, it was early enough that it was like, that it, I was just, I guess I was scared. I chipped a bowl and we hadn't had them for that long. And I was like, what the flip? That's not good. We just got them.
Oh no.
And it was like, cause I'm not used to, I wasn't used to doing a lot of hand washing dishes. It slipped on my hand.
True.
Just a chip. And I was like, we don't use that many bowls. That's going right on the bottom, turned away. And it did take her a while. I did tell her.
Eventually she figured it out.
Yeah. When I chipped a bowl and I just put it on the bottom
for
a really long time.
I would do that too.
And then it took, I think it was like a few months, and then we were getting down on bowls and I went, oh, that's the chipped one. She went, what? And I was like, oh, I chipped it ages ago. And she went, what? And I was like, yeah. And that was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I the only time that I've like legitimately felt awful for breaking something was when I broke early in our marriage when we were unpacking. I broke a little like cup that her Nana had, niece's Nana, who is passed away now. I felt real bad about that.
That's
one.
A rough one.
And when we were packing up the old place, moving to the new place, she put like all Nana's stuff in its own box and like labeled it on every side.
Do not touch Ben.
Do not break this, Ben. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I felt bad about that one.
Well, of course. But see, that's the thing. It's like, I get it. If someone's upset that you broke an IKEA glass and they're like making a big deal, I'm like, it's like
yeah, I'll go buy another IKEA glass.
Yeah, for like 30
I'm not
cents.
Breaking them on purpose.
Of course.
I'm not smashing IKEA glasses.
But if it's...
That would be insane.
But if it's something
if it slips,
that was like, you know, a family heirloom, then yeah, obviously I feel really bad.
Yeah.
And you know, you give it the time to grieve or whatever, depending on the item. And
I think I glued it back together, honestly.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. If I'm thinking about it now, I think I glued it back together.
You did.
But I don't think it ever, or maybe niece glued it back together. Someone glued it back together.
It's glued.
I don't think it's ever, it's like a dish.
Yeah, I know the one.
It had our lemon candies
in
it. Yes.
Yes.
And I think we still have it. I just don't think we use it anymore.
Right.
I don't think it's the same because you can see the crack.
I mean,
got to fill it with epoxy or something or whatever you fill it
with. If I've learned anything from the internet and sentimental Twitter threads, it's that love changes you.
True. Amen.
When you look at like a picture of like a kid's stuffed animal on day one, and then like 5 years later it's all mangled, it's like, yeah, because of love. Hugs too tight. Love, to be loved is to be changed, is what they say.
I like stuffed animals.
Did I finish talking about the vacation?
I think we got sidetracked by space
and then meat and Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
And,
If you and if and you and
I told him off podcast.
I wasn't told about the best part. Oh, the storm.
Yeah, and me.
The storm.
Yeah, off podcast. Yeah, yeah.
Which one? What's the best part? The storm.
Ralph and all.
When you were vomiting.
Yeah.
Judah vom.
Did I tell you how it actually like came to be?
That actually makes. I love that that happened though. Like, I don't like that you had to vom, but I liked that that happened because I had just said last week on the podcast that I think that the swaying would get to me.
Yeah.
It did. It got to you.
Well.
And half the crew, a third of the crew.
Yeah, because it was excessive. It's honestly, the regular swaying is kind of nice.
Shut up.
It puts you to sleep.
No, not a chance.
But
I'm the, Ralphing every night on a cruise.
The crazy storm we hit was insane. And then.
It was a hurricane.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, absolutely. Typhoon.
Crazy hurricane.
Borderline to tsunami.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Don't even joke about that.
It was a massive to tsunami.
That actually, like, the joke ended there for me. In my head, I just thought how scary that would be. If I was in that moment, I don't step out onto your deck just to see how bad it is out there.
I don't think you can have... I don't think you can.
My stomach's dropping. I'm so scared.
Can I tell you?
You step out and you see big waves that you're going over, and then in the distance there's this huge wave. Oh, good lord!
Can you have a tsunami at sea?
A tsunami?
Yeah.
Have you been waiting for me to point that out?
I've been saying
I'm too scared.
Can I tell you when I? So
did you see outside when the storm was happening? How big was like?
Were
you like cresting
stuff? Can I tell you?
Don't
what
tell
happened,
me. Then. It scares me. I don't like the ocean.
15 to 20 feet.
15, 20 feet waves you were cresting over the top of?
Let me tell you this. This is what made it worse.
I'm actually going to be sick.
What really started to turn my stomach on Friday night, we were at dinner, and we had these big circle windows in the dining hall. And let me tell you what I could see, okay? How am I going to do this? So, circle window, right?
Yeah.
I see the horizons here, all of a sudden. All I'm seeing is sea. Horizon line is past the window. Then it's coming back down. No water, all sky. The horizon line was fully going up and down through the window because of how much we were like leaning up and down. And that, looking at that, because originally I was like, I'll look outside. If I see the water moving, that'll like tell my brain like this is what's happening. It's fine.
Yeah.
And I saw the horizon dip out of the window and I went, ugh. Oh, that's so gross. And then it got to me in the room.
Not even from a sick perspective. I'm like scared of that. That would scare me.
It was a little.
I would fear for my life.
So for the
I
audience
had a
listening
huge
at home,
respect for the open ocean.
For the audience listening at home, we got back to the room. Maddie wasn't feeling great at dinner, but she was starting to feel a little bit better in the room, lying down. I was like, I got to poop real bad. We had Indian food for dinner. And I was like, let me poop. And it was just like not a good poop. I was on the toilet for like 40 minutes. And the whole time I'm like sitting and I'm just like feeling it, you know.
Good Lord.
And then I'm like, this is not good. And finally, I'm just like, I got to go lie down. Like, I guess the poop's done. And I stood up, walked into the room. I saw Maddie. She's like, how you doing? I'm like, not good. Like, I think I might throw up. And then my mouth filled up with saliva. That's like a thing that's always been the case for me when I was a kid. I haven't had it for ages, but when I was a kid, that's how I knew I was going to throw up. My mouth fills up with saliva like rapidly, and when I swallow it, it hits my gag reflex, and that's what like triggers me to throw up. And so it's weird. I don't know.
Odd.
But I was standing, and all of a sudden, my mouth fills up with saliva, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to go throw up. And I went, threw up a couple times, flush, and I was like, ugh.
I love hearing Judah throw up.
Well, so then
it's so funny. Ugh.
It is that.
I love
it. And then I'm like dry heaving.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like spitting. I came back out and Maddie was like, and I was like, all right. She's like, how are you okay? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to lie to you. I've thrown up a lot. Like on the podcast, and I've thrown up less than Ben has, but throwing up has actually become weirdly it's lost its stigma in my body.
I've definitely thrown up enough times to lose it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was very calm throwing up. I was like, you know what? This is where we're at. And so then I was in and out for all night pretty much.
Ugh.
And eventually I got emptied and then I felt kind of fine. Like, there's nothing to lurch out of me. But it was weird. Like, I don't understand how vomit works. Have we talked about this on the podcast?
I don't know.
Okay. So, I'm not feeling good.
Okay.
I vomit up some food. Don't know really what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, Maddie's like, the first time I threw up, she went to go get me like Gravol, and mm-hmm. She got me a little Canada Dry ginger ale.
Mm, nice.
And so she's like, okay, sip on this. And I'm like, I'm going to do my best. And but I was not chugging it.
I'm bad at sipping. Yes. I'm bad at sipping.
If it's in my hand, I'm drinking.
Tastes great. And it tastes good.
Yummy. And it tastes a lot better than the vomit.
Yeah, if I'm going to sip, I need a straw.
So I guess I drank it too quick. And all of a sudden,
vomited right back up.
Yes.
Brutal.
But what came back up was the Indian food.
There was some left over in there.
I guess.
Yeah.
That was all Indian food. Then.
There was probably some Canada Dry in there.
I'll tell you what. I don't know. Because my next vomit after that, that was Canada Dry. It tasted exactly like Canada Dry. And it was pretty much all that came out was Canada Dry.
Interesting.
And I was like, how was that under the Indian food? That should have been on top.
I don't know if that's how your stomach works.
I don't know. But that.
Your stomach has a lot of folds in
it. I guess. But I was just like, that doesn't make sense to me. The Indian food I ate
earlier.
Well,
your stomach is also not. It's not like a bowl. It's on the side.
Still, man, I don't, it doesn't make sense to me.
Do you think stuff just goes down your esophagus and just boop drops in like this bowl of acid?
Kind of, yeah, like a little bit. I thought that's kind of how it worked.
It's like sideways.
I know it's sideways, but how did the Canada Dry get beyond the Indian food?
Because it's sideways. It's not just coming. It's not just going. All right. Who just got in here?
No.
Get up there.
That doesn't make sense to me. Then.
It's churning. It's then, moving around. It's digesting.
I get it, but it was so. There was such a clear mark between the Indian food and the Canada Dry.
Well, there's also probably some Canada Dry in the Indian food to throw up.
I don't know.
What are you going to taste? You going to taste the Indian food or the Canada Dry?
Well, fair. But the.
Or the vomit. The bile and the stomach acid.
The Canada Dry vomit was actually quite pleasant. It tasted exactly like Canada Dry. It was not that bad. It came up. It was not that
fresh.
Bad.
Fresh.
Then, because I was like, well, there goes the Gravol I just took. And we didn't have a lot. They were giving out little single tabs at guest services. So then we had stolen some kids' Gravol from the in-laws. And
I love kids' Gravol.
I took two of those. Because two, yeah. If you're 12.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I might still have some kicking around in there.
Boy.
I'm a big boy. I'll take two. And those ones are chewable, so they dissolve.
Yum.
And they taste all right. And then those I tasted coming right back up as well on a later vomit.
Killer.
Then at that point, I was pretty much empty. But, you know, I told Maddie to go to her parents' room. She's like, you're not going to get any sleep in here. She's like, she hates vomit. Mm. Like,
yeah, niece is like that, too.
Well, and she's also like,
she's got a vomit phobia.
I think so. What is that? Emetophobia or something?
Yeah. She goes into like a anxiety attack while she's throwing up. Which is just an awful thing.
Maddie was getting worried that, like, at me throwing up because she's like, well, I didn't feel good at dinner. Does that mean I'm going to throw up?
Right.
And then she was like, so I was like, look, you got it. You're not going to sleep good if you're here. Go sleep in your parents' room. Go crash on their couch, whatever. And she was like, are you okay if I do that? I was like, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just going to be vomiting.
I'm just going to be, this is my life
that
now.
That sounds awful.
And so I at one point I was drinking some water because this vomit, and I can only brush my teeth so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm vomiting.
Were you chugging the water?
No, this one I was. It stayed in me for a bit, but then eventually it came all back up, and that was also a fine vomit. That one I was pooping, and it kind of came out of nowhere. And it's such a small bathroom. I just leaned forward into the sink and vomited in the sink. It was all water and stomach acid. And then I just rinsed that down the sink, cleaned
all
that.
I'm not going on a cruise.
Cleaned all that up. And then...
I would have killed to be there, that'll listen to your vomit.
It was pretty funny. It honestly, like, I would vomit, I'd like fall back on my haunches. I go, oh.
Yeah,
I think the first time I vomited, this is what I said. I vomited a few times and I hit the wall by me. I went, no, thank you. and then I was like... That I would, you know, say something stupid.
No, thank you.
And then, yeah, my entire night, Friday night, was I had the TV on, Adult Swim was on. It was like I was fading in and out, getting like I would sleep for like 10
Adult
minutes.
Adult Swim, what is that?
It's like the adult based cartoons. So it's like Cartoon Network becomes Adult Swim at night.
Right.
So like Smiling Friends airs on Adult Swim.
Right.
I was like fading in and out between like episodes of like King of the Hill, and then like I'd sleep for a bit, wake up, American Dad, you know, hear that for like 10 minutes, fall asleep. Oh, same episode. Oh, that means I didn't sleep that long.
Oh, brutal.
And that was awful. Pretty much the entire night.
That reminds me of my seven times incident night.
It was similar. Yeah. It was less bad. Like, I at no point did I feel in pain.
Did you poop on yourself?
No.
Thank God.
No. I almost did. I was worried. There was...
There was one moment.
There was one moment where I was pooping and I was like, "Uh-oh, it's coming up." But I don't. I was like, it was early enough in the vomiting. I was like, I don't know what this vomit's gonna be. I don't want to do it in the sink.
Yeah.
Because like the gap of like the sink drain stopper is pretty big. Is like,
oh, so but you don't want to be picking up chunks.
But I wasn't sure
of butter chicken.
Yeah. So I was like, I gotta go into the toilet. And I was like, but I don't want to poop myself.
Yeah.
So I had to quickly. I had to like do as much as I could, wipe. Flip the lid, flush. It's like airplane flush, where it's like sucks it all out, and then I was like, I made a game time decision. I'm just remembering this. When I was crouched over, I didn't pull my underwear up all the way because I was like, I don't want to poop into my underwear. I'd rather poop onto the floor and then clean up the hard tile just in case. And so I was like, half naked with my butt hanging out of my underwear, vomiting into the toilet. I didn't poop, which is great, but
what? Do you,
I don't have laundry. I can't wash the underwear.
About, you think about these things.
I had
too.
To. I had to start making these plants. I had to think. I was like, you know,
I just throw up. That's how I ended up pooping on myself.
I was worried. Yeah, but like I don't have laundry, and like it was like one of the last nights, and honestly, I didn't pack enough
underwear.
Laundry.
I didn't need laundry. A shower and a cry. That's what I needed. That's what I did.
Yeah, but I don't know. All that's going through my head is the cabin steward who cleans our room is going to find my poopy underwear. I'd rather just clean up the flipping mess I've made. I didn't poop, though. It was great.
Didn't poop, guys. Yeah. Well, that's Judah's cruise.
Yeah. Anyway, I got another one in August, so.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to Alaska.
Well, that's right.
It's going to be great.
Good luck. Have fun on that
I
one.
Think it's going to be way better.
Hope we don't Ralph on that bad
I don't
boy.
Think I
no
will.
Tropical storms in Alaska, hopefully.
Well, it's also a shorter distance. It's
true.
And it's not like Atlantic is a
I've big
heard,
ocean.
I've heard it's crazier than the Pacific because it's so big.
Makes sense.
I don't know.
That
I don't
makes
know if
sense
that's real.
To me. It's warmer. I'm sure that probably contributes to more storms. Well, thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast. Go on a cruise.
I won't be.
If and you want.
If and you want.
If and everybody could see Judah vomiting on the cruise, nobody would take him. Paul McCartney.
American hero.
Signing off. I've been barely cool for a while. Cool with a wink and a smile. But I'm cooler than you. Cooler than you are. With or without bias. I've barely started. This is barely hard for me. Lost on myself, nobody else.
Dude, I love listening to you vomit. Don't start singing the American anthem. We're Canadian.
You see.
They have a way better anthem than us. Way better. There's no debate there. Their anthem is way better.
And the rocket's red glare.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
you're
fact
right.
that they have jets flying over usually right. too.
And everyone's like, ah, yeah. America!
And then they do like the heart thing, which I know we can do, but we don't really do it.
Yeah.
Theirs is way cooler. Anyways, have fun. See you later. Bye.